This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
I know you're able for. You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. Welcome to War Cry Ministries. This is Evangelist Barnett. Hello in Radio Land. We are just so glad on today for Jesus. God is good to me. He's good now, he's always been good, and he'll be good forever. Thank you, Jesus, and welcome to War Cry Ministries. We are yet in the will of God. We thank God for his keeping power. Thank God how he has saved and sanctified and filled me with the Holy Ghost, and I'm glad about it. I'm not sad, but I'm glad. On today, family, we're going to talk about illusions. Illusions. And illusions are a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses. A mirage, hallucination, appearance, impression. A false idea or belief, delusions, misapprehension, misconception, false impressions are illusions. And this week we are talking about illusions. And this week I have another one of the pamphlets from Moments with the Books. So I'm just going to be reading and I'll be in, you know, injecting where I need to. But the pamphlet this week is about illusions. And illusions are fun because they challenge our senses of reality. We see them everywhere, from tricks and magic shows to special effects in movies, and can usually tell the difference between what is real and what is not. But did you know that there are some deceptions which millions of people fall for every day? They are the work of the master illusionist Satan. And he is called the father of lies in the Bible, John 8:44. He has been tricking people into disobeying God since the beginning of time and is an experienced deceiver. Have you fallen for any of Satan's illusions? Number one illusion, this life is all that matters. We can get so caught up in this life that we pay no attention to the eternal realities. God says that is foolish, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Mark 8:36. This world, I was told by my mother to wear this world as a loose garment, because tomorrow is not promised, not even the next minute. It does not matter what you have, what you own, who you know. When God calls you, you will answer his call. I don't care if it's raining. I don't care if it's snowing. I don't care if it's sunny. Whatever the weather conditions will have no effect on when God calls us into judgment. We have to prepare not just to live in this world, but to live in the thereafter, which is eternity. We are in time. Time shall pass. It will be no more. We have to prepare to live in eternity, and you're going to spend it somewhere. This life is not all that matters. This life is the short end, they say, of the stick. Eternity is from everlasting to everlasting. And so what really matters is the life after and where you spend it. The next illusion is, if it feels good, do it. Should we care about what we do? Is there such thing as right or wrong? God says we will reap what we sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You'll find that in Galatians 6 and 7. Everything that feels good to you is not good for you. And the fact that some things feel so good until you think they're right, it can still be wrong. We don't just do everything that we feel. The Bible says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Most people, and I say most, I would assume almost everybody knows right from wrong if they've been taught it. As long as you haven't been taught it, then you have somewhat of an excuse to an extent. However, most people know right from wrong. And there is a little innate voice in each person that lets us know that some things are wrong, even if we haven't even been taught them. God, in his wisdom, has implanted an innate clock or a wisdom in us to let us know that this is wrong. So you know what? You're going to be held accountable. If you know to do good and don't do it, you'll be beat with many stripes. And if you don't know, the Bible says you're still going to be beat with a few stripes. So man is inexcusable. We are without excuse. Whatever feels good, that does not mean that we could just do it because we feel good. We have to know if it's right or wrong. And if you don't know, you better ask somebody. And that somebody to get the correct answer would be God. Because there are many people that will uphold you in your wrong and tell you that it's all right. But if it's not all right with God, it's not all right. So if it feels good, no, we don't just do it. The other illusion that the trickster or Satan, the master illusionist, will tell you, he will tell you that there is no hell. Everybody wants to believe that there's a heaven, but no hell. There's always an offset. If there's a up, there's a down, wrong, right, heaven, hell. If you start to ponder what comes after this life, Satan may try to convince you that there is nothing to worry about. That's his job. God says otherwise. Fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy body, both soul and body in hell. That's Matthew 10:28. We want to be sure that we understand that if we don't go to heaven, we're going to hell. There is no other place to go. If you don't go to heaven, the only other place is prepared for the devil and his angels, and you will become one of the devil's angels. You will spend eternity in hell. Hell is a real place. It's not something that has just a figment of imagination, but hell is a real place. The Bible said that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Pain in hell that never was since the foundation of the world. The friends that you're talking about joining in hell, they're going to be crying. They're going to be praying. But there will be no mercy and no grace. This place that is called hell, you do not want to end up there because there is no way out. There's one way in, but there's no way out.
The fourth illusion is that everybody goes to heaven. Another much believed lie is that no people will ever have to go to hell. While it's true that hell was created for Satan and his angels, the Bible says that those who fall under Satan's deceptions will go there as well. He will declare in that day, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." That's Matthew 25 and 41. We know that God is not accepting our sinful ways. He will not accept people with sin in their life. If we sin, we will not end up in heaven. We need to repent of our sins. We need to ask Jesus into our heart. We need to ask him to fill us with the Holy Ghost so that we can end up in heaven. Illusions. Don't be deceived by the master illusion of Satan. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." God loves you. And may God bless you is my prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, touch the hearts of men and women, boys and girls. Don't let them be deceived by the master illusionist who is Satan. God, bring them into your knowledge. Show them, Lord, direct their path. Show them the right way to go. In the name of Jesus, we pray on today, God, that you would stretch out your hand and save in this land, in this evil day, in Jesus' name. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week.
You got all power in your hand.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354. Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.